Hello, 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 everybody. It is 1 a.m. It is Tuesday morning. You know what time it is. That means it is time for Pretzel Logic. Yes, I'm Adam. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And we are back for another episode of Season 2 of Pretzel Logic. Welcome back. Welcome back. Now, if you'll remember from previous weeks, this semester we're taking a look at some artist discographies in whole. During our episodes, instead of skipping around, just picking one artist to focus on per week. And this week, we're going to be talking about experimental pop songstress Julia Holter. Now, Julia Holter's career really only spans over the last decade, but in that time, she has created what I believe to be a very strong discography, which ranges from art pop to experimental pop to jazz pop, electronic music to more ambient textures. So yeah, we're going to be talking about all of that and more tonight. We're going to hear songs from all five of her records. And yeah, it's going to be a good time. So once again, you're listening to 91.5 FM. You're listening to Pretzel Logic. And I'm Adam, and we're going to start with Julia Holter's 2011 album, Tragedy. And we're going to start with the closing track from that record, Finale.
Thank you. start getting this
translation
not field in the exaltation.
Alright, we just heard Finale. That's the closing track from the 2011 album Tragedy from Julia Holter, who is, of course, the subject of tonight's show. And we'll just be hearing the one song from Tragedy tonight, and that's because I do think it is the weakest of Julia Holter's albums, although I think there's a lot of amazing things to hear on it. It's definitely her hardest album to approach. There's a lot of kind of threads of ambient music and found sound and field recordings going on in the album, which make it sometimes a patience testing listen, but songs like that remind us that this is somebody that has more bigger ambitions than that. And you can hear some of the more gorgeous art pop inspired ideas that she would go on later to develop further on albums like 2012's Ecstasis, and Ecstasis is her next record, and we will be hearing two songs from it in just a moment, starting with In the Same Room.
Bye.
Will you come go? 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 Will you come go?
All right, we just heard two songs from Julie Holter's 2012 album, Ecstasis. First, it was In the Same Room, and then Four Gardens. And I think you can tell by those two tracks what's changed from Holter's first to second album. The songwriting's a lot more focused, the pop sensibilities are a lot more developed, and yeah, it's really great stuff. In the Same Room is probably, it was the first single from the album, and it's probably Julie Holter's first truly great, straightforward pop song. Though there's a hook, it's, you know, it's a little bit clouded, the layers of, you know, synths and stuff, but it's there. It's there to be heard. And then Four Gardens is a more ambitious song, but it's and a more experimental one too, but it takes a far different approach than any of the songs on Tragedy did. It's a lot more instrumentally ambitious. I mean, you have these really dramatic string sections in the background and skittering percussion and these little delicate notes of harpsichord, and then these kind of crazy sounding modulated saxophones that just wail around her voice. And it's really a very disorienting psychedelic experience. I really, really love that song. And that's Ecstasis. It's a really gorgeous album. But Julia Holter is an artist that, even though she maintains a level of experimentalism throughout all of her music, as her career goes on, she tends to become more and more accessible, and her songwriting tends to come more and more into focus. And that trend would continue on 2013's Loud City Song. And we'll be hearing two songs from that record now.
Chasing after me.
We just heard two songs from the 2013 album Loud City Song from Julia Holter, the subject of tonight's episode. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. And first we heard Horns Surrounding Me, and then it was This Is a True Heart. And this is the True Heart, that was the single from the record. Horns Surrounding Me is the third cut, I think, from the record. So, yeah, and Horns Surrounding Me, oh my God, that song is pretty crazy. That song is really kind of crazy. It has this really like insistent bass groove that kind of carries through the entire track. And then there's these crashing cymbals coming in. And then you just have these horn sections that repeat the same phrase over and over and over. And it really becomes kind of overwhelming and gorgeous and amazing as she starts to sing. And then This Is a True Heart is just, it's probably one of her dreamiest and sweetest and most earnest pop songs. And it's just really wonderful in that respect. So, yeah. Oh, and we are receiving a phone call, I believe. So, let me now attempt to answer said phone call. Hello? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. You're live on air, is that all right? You're live on air, is that all right?
Is it okay if I request a song?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. What would you like to hear?
Okay. Breaking Down the Door.
Breaking Down the Door.
By Santana.
By Santana? You got it.
Yes.
You got it, man. Listen.
Breaking Down the Door by Santana.
All right, perfect. We're going to hear it. I'm just going to go ahead and read a PSA, sir, and then we will hear that Santana. How's that sound?
Yeah, and don't forget my shout out. Roy from Malden.
Roy from Malden. Roy, I will not forget that shout out. Come on. You think I would do that to you? Absolutely not. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling, Roy. Get ready to hear that Santana.
You guys are the best.
Of course, yeah. We always love to hear from you.
I wanted to tell you know who my favorite show is?
Oh, go ahead.
Last Course for the Ravers. Did I say it right?
Let me check the schedule on that one. What's it called?
That's Saturdays at 1.
Saturdays at 1? All right, well, let me just get the show name up so everyone is absolutely clear about what the best show is here. Saturdays, 1 p.m., A Crash Course for the Ravers with Brian and Marie. Yep, so shout out. Brian and Marie, shout out to Crash Course for the Ravers. Thank you so much for the call, Roy, and it's always great to hear from you. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah, all right. You have a great night, Roy.
Thank you.
All right, well, that was very exciting. A call on Pretzel Logic, a rare, rare occurrence. So it sounds like we are going to take a break from listening to some Julia Holter and instead hear Breaking Down the Door by Santana. So let me just leave my playlist for a moment so I can go. All right, here we are, and we're going to hear it. This one's for you, Roy. This is a little bit of Santana right in the middle of Julia Holter hour. Go ahead. We'll be right back. We just heard Breaking Down the Door by Santana from the album Africa Speaks. And of course, that was a recommendation from Roy. Thank you so much for that recommendation, Roy. Just a little breather in the midst of our Julia Holter hour here. And before we go any further, let's hear a little PSA. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the roads and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember the drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross, always use crosswalks, and obey all traffic signals. This has been a life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. All right, so now let's get back to the topic at hand, and we've come now to the 2015 Julia Holter record, Have You in My Wilderness, which, in my opinion, and I think a lot of people's opinion in the various communities, is her best work so far. And so we're going to be hearing three songs from this really wonderful art pop record.
It's a holiday, they tell me, how long have you lived here, have you seen the river,
Thank you.
We just heard three songs from Julia Holter's 2015, in my opinion, masterpiece, Have You in My Wilderness. First, it was How Long, a real string-soaked torch song. Then we heard Sea Calls Me Home, which is basically just a sea shanty, complete with like a whistling section in the middle. It's awesome. And then we heard Betsy on the Roof, which is probably one of my favorite songs of all time. Absolutely love that song. It's very gorgeous. All right. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. You are listening to Pretzel Logic. The hour is winding down. We have heard from four out of the five Julia Holter albums, and in a few seconds, we will hear a song from her latest. That was 2018's Aviary. But before then, you know, there's no reason not to eschew Pretzel Logic tradition right now. You know, we usually throw out a couple of shout-outs. So let me think who we could shout out tonight. Well, first of all, I'd like to give another shout out to Roy from Malden for calling in. Thank you, Roy. I really appreciated the call. And to all the listeners out there, you know, all 11 of you, don't be afraid to call in and request a song. You know, you also want to hear Breaking Down the Door by Santana. You know, call me again. I'll play it again. You know, I don't mind. So really, feel free to call. So shout out to Roy and more broadly, to all the wonderful listeners out there. I know there's so many of you, so it's really great to have, but you know, what can I say? What else can we shout out? Well, shout out Agnes Varda. Shout out Agnes Varda. Just earlier today watched the Agnes Varda movie Happiness, which is an amazing film. So yeah, shout out Agnes Varda. And RIP Agnes Varda while I'm at it. And you know, shout out, who else can I shout out? Shout out the guy that works at the Record Stop in Charleston, South Carolina, where I'm from, who sold me Julia Holter's Have You in My Wilderness like a couple of years ago. Shout out that guy. Yeah, and shout out Charleston, South Carolina, where I will be in March. And also shout outs to Ben and Beth, cousins of my father. If you, well, Ben is, anyway, if you've made it this far listening to the show, shout out to you. So let me know if you heard the shout out. All right, I think that's enough of the shout outs tonight. Let's, in conclusion, hear I Shall Love Too from Julia Holter's 2018, her latest album, Aviary. Let's close it out with that.
That is all, there is nothing else. Thank you.